Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. 855-993-7569, whatever it is that's on your mind, is always the appropriate topic and subject matter around here, regardless of what anybody else is talking about, including me or Manny or the caller just preceding you. 855-993-7569. We had put up, I guess just yesterday on Facebook, because there had been, it always happens at the end of the year, of people looking forward and saying, all right, what's happening next? And I had actually heard a television program, I know, me and television, I didn't actually see it, I heard it, that if you can stay alive for basically the next 10 to 15 to 20 years, that it may be possible that people could live forever, that there will be enough progress in theory. And these are obviously hypotheses. As I said, one of the things that I do to kind of give myself perspective is when I was in medical school, which is about 25 years ago now, that they said, well, we're right at the brink of understanding, you know, how the brain works. And we're not. I mean, we certainly know a lot more than we did 25 years ago. We know a lot more than we did the 25 years before that. But in terms of understanding, I mean, we have so far to go. And so whenever there's a scientific breakthrough that says, well, we're right on the threshold, you have to take it with a major grain of salt, because you know, some of this stuff is very complicated, and it's going to take a very long time before people really understand what's going on. And the fact that we have some information, certainly better than no information at all, but it's not the same as conclusive. So the idea being that if you could keep yourself alive somehow, so the original idea is that if you were born today, that your life expectancy could be right around 125 or beyond. With the idea being that medical advances are going to be such, and this particular study was looking at gene splicing and gene replacement, with the idea being that most diseases, which is a relatively new understanding, that how much is really dependent on your genetics. When they did the genome project, which is only, what, 4 or 5 years old. So the idea being, if you could stay alive for the next 10 or 15 or 20 years, that medical science would be such that they could fix stuff. And they could fix stuff before you were born. Obviously not you, because you're already here if you're listening. But future generations, they could repair in utero so that kids would be born without, for example, diabetes or heart problems or whatever. And that for people who are around now, that they could fix a lot of those problems in theory so that you could live, if not forever, whatever that means, but an endless life in terms of what we understand now. So we just sort of ask people, how do you feel about that? And that I think for a lot of us, the idea of forever it's hard to get your mind around that. So if you could live as long as you wanted to, and I think there's a clear consensus of several things, because we've been talking about this for a little bit. Number one, that people want to be healthy. Duh. Number two, that people want to be cogent. Yeah, pretty good. And the magic number for a lot of people is 100, which I agree. I think if I can make it to 100, assuming that I am not any crankier than I am today, or not any less healthy than I am today, that'd be, you know, it's just a nice milestone, right?
100 seems to be like, you know, it's like that old term.
The magic number.
A nice round number, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember in the old days, Smucker's used to have Willard Scott congratulate people who've gotten to be 100.
I think he still does that.
Does he?
I think
Today Show. Yeah, there are lots and lots of people. Now, I can remember when I was a kid, it was like, no, you know, that the first person who got to 100 or something, and it was just unbelievable that somebody could live that long. And now it's, I mean, I, as I said, my doctor's aunt lived to 111, and she was the sixth oldest person apparently on record in the United States. Now, to be on record means a couple things. First of all, you have to have documentation, right, which means you probably had to have been born in a hospital, which means you probably had to be born in an industrial city as opposed to a farm or something of that sort, mm-hmm. Where records were less reliable. So I mean, there are all sorts of things, that there are probably people who are as old. And she actually, I think she succumbed just about a year ago, but she was 111 years old. Wow. And this just happened to be, you know, it was somebody that I just happened to know. And the only reason I knew about it is I ran into him on the train. And, you know, it's one of those things where you know somebody in a certain context and you're trying to remember how you know them. He said he was going to visit his aunt, who was, I was 111. And he said, you know, she was very spry and very together. I mean, the thing I worry about is not only physically being a little bit less capable. Although, man, I got to tell you, I'm the world's worst patient. I am so, I take good health so much for granted. I mean, I do and I don't. You know, I understand that being healthy is, as long as you're healthy, you have time. As long as you have time, you'll be fine. So, but I am not happy about, you know, sort of not feeling well or not being able to move around or, so, okay, I'm just going to ignore it. But so I think the 100, there is something kind of magical about 100. So let's hear what other people are saying that they, how long they want to live and why and under what circumstances.
We'll start off with a pretty funny one. Kiana says, 10 minutes before my mind gave out, LOL.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, or exactly the right moment of, okay, I just lost it. Bingo.
Yeah. Marie says, whenever, but maintain good health. You could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Well, and she does bring up another kind of issue, which is, you know, the George Burns comment, which is, if I known I was going to live this long, you know, I would have taken better care of myself. And somebody else's, which is, it may have been George Burns, it may have been Rodney Dangerfield, who said, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have saved more money. So, and is it Prudential that has those ads that are very compelling about, this is how long your savings are going to last, and this is what your life expectancy is at this moment? Because our life expectancy has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of my favorite statistics to just sort of give a different perspective. That at the time of Christ, which is obviously 2015 years ago, more or less, the average life expectancy was 30. So Christ living to 33 was actually considered a relatively old man, number one.
And I'm 30 years old now. I mean,
okay, so
that's amazing
exactly
to think about.
That would be as long as you could expect to live. Yeah. And obviously your teeth would fall out and you know, you would have all... All right, so that's number one, that was life expectancy. 50% of children died, within the first year. 50% of women died in childbirth because, you know, there was infection and there was not medical science and people didn't know to wash their hands. And so you had those three factors, and then you have to add to the fact that puberty probably didn't happen until around 19, that men tend to marry younger women, but they had to have been established. So, I mean, and it's one of my kind of statements about marriage, is that marriage, when it was invented, probably, if you were really lucky and really healthy, maybe a decade or so. And now, if you flash forward to at 1900, in the year 1900, which is obviously 115 years ago, okay, mm-hmm, that the average life expectancy was 48.
Wow.
So from the year, essentially, let's make it one, for the next 1900 years, life expectancy went up by 50%. It went from 30 to essentially 45, a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
From 1900 to 2000, about 12 or 13, so the next 100 years, it almost doubled. It went from 40-ish, 48, to essentially mid-80s, 83, 84. Think about that. It took 1,900 years to go from 30 to 45. In the next 100 years, it doubled.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. Think about number of people around. Think about resources. Think about marriage. Think about moving around. Thinking about eating. Thinking about driving a car. And think about any of the things you want to think about. I mean, that's an extraordinary change.
That's
extraordinary.
Yeah,
I mean, think about
amazing.
It. Went from 50% to doubled. 50% to 200%.
Wow.
And it took 1,900 years to do the first 50%, and then it took 100 years. So basically, you know, essentially no time at all to double. So we're really talking about a completely different view of life. And then the 4 score and 10, right? Is it 3 score and 10 or 4 score and 10? I think it was 4 score and... So we're really talking about a huge change. So pay attention. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569, the first Tuesday of the new year. I guess we're going to have a... But yesterday being 15, I thought it was pretty cool. Today is 16:15, which isn't quite as cool. But I didn't figure it out till almost the end of the program, so... the cool factor, I don't know. All right, so let's finish up how long people want to live.
All right. I forgot where we left off here.
I'm trying to think where we just left off.
I think it was the without you can have all the money and if you
She was talking about money and my point of that you know it's one of those things that people need to be aware of.
Let's go to Lorraine. She says, forever, if I and my family would maintain great health and happiness. It's kind of the common thing here that everybody's thinking about, you know, I'd like
being
to live
healthy,
a long time as long as I'm healthy.
Yeah, I think that's true. Well, but that's really the point, is that they're talking about being able to make sure that you do keep healthy. I mean, what are the things, let's just think about it, what are the things that make you unhealthy? Well, cigarette smoking, but most people, I think, who decide they're going to live for a long time have stopped smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity, and there's this huge controversy because apparently somebody was talking about healthy obesity, and they're saying, no. It's not about willpower, but, there is no such thing as being healthy and obese, that obesity, in fact, is a medical problem. So the idea being that you're not smoking, that you're keeping your drinking under control, presumably, if we view obesity as a medical issue, that and we think that there is some genetic predisposition to obesity, that by dealing with genes that we're going to be able to control obesity and control some of the outcome of obesity, which is diabetes, because they already can do some stuff with gene splicing with diabetes, that high blood pressure, again, genetic, diet a little bit, but genetic. Cancers, you know, being able to deal with the genetic, the telomeres, so that we're, you know, being able to get rid of radicals, free radicals and stuff like that. Let's see, what else can we die of? Heart disease in general. I mean, one of the issues is, no matter how healthy you are, is the muscle, is the heart going to be able to last forever? Are the muscles going to be able to last forever so that you can continue to breathe and swallow? And I suppose that if they can regenerate nerve tissue, who knows? But the idea being that a lot of the things that are the cause of death, you in theory can deal with by dealing with the genetic code, with genes.
Yeah. Susie says 100, at least because there's a lot of cute dogs here.
That's true. I mean, hard to argue with that.
Alan says 97 sounds good if it can be in good health and sound mind. I see most people living to late 90s if they can maintain their health.
So the 97, that's an interesting number, isn't it? Is 97 a prime number? I think it may be.
Yeah, it might be.
37 is.
Yeah.
Well, anything that ends in 7, you have a good chance of it being prime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except divide by 3. But I think 97 may be a prime number.
Yeah, and I like that he not only touched on the good health, but a sound mind, too. I mean, I like that.
Yeah, I sort of worry a little less about the health than I do about the mind. You know, just being able to remember. And although one of the things, it's a very interesting thing, and I'm kind of watching my mom a little bit, and I've watched other people do it. There's that kind of transition where you're really aware that you're not remembering as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncomfortable and sometimes anxiety provoking. And then you sort of go over to the other side where, you know, my mom seems perfectly content about, I said, what'd you do for New Year's Eve? Said, I don't know, but I do see that there was a hat, you know, a hat. So I guess I must have celebrated. I said, Mom, was your underwear on backwards or anything like that? Is there anybody in your bed? Said, I don't think so, honey. And I said, well, then you're probably okay. I mean, but she, you know, she's pretty calm about it at this moment. There was a time where it really made her pretty uncomfortable, but she is, at this moment, she just accepts that, you know, that she just doesn't remember very well. And I just, you know, she writes stuff down, and it's really interesting watching her, because it at some point was very troublesome for her and doesn't seem to be nearly as troublesome anymore. So there is that.
Yeah.
And she's self-reliant. She lives by herself. She lives in senior housing, but she is self-sufficient. She goes to meals when she wants to. I think you have to make some accommodation. Although the interesting thing, you know, we've talked about heart and kidney and pancreas and brain is one of those things you need to be careful about as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you can, there are some neurological issues that are genetically based, but there's some that are not.
Yeah.
So, well, interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is interesting, and you know, from a speaking from a sports perspective, because I'm, you know, I'm such a big sports nut. You know, you think about some of these players, some of these football players that you know committed suicide, and they instead of, you know, because I guess the, for a lack of a better term, the typical way to commit suicide is to, you know, shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of these players that were going through, you know, certain post-concussion things, you know, they commit suicide, you know, they might shoot themselves in the chest or something because they want their brain, they're thinking
to,
be, they
yeah, to be
examined and,
yeah.
and looked at.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that the brain is just such a, it's just such an interesting.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Such
oh,
an interesting
tell me.
Deal.
Yeah, that's why I spent most of my time in medical school, is it was in neuropathology. And again, after being all that time looking at brains and in electron microscopes and things, I now understand how you can move your finger. But in terms of personality or in terms of memory, I mean, we know every time we think we've got memory nailed down, we find another area that affects memory and how it affects memory and how memories interact with one another. And I mean, that's why I said, you know, when I was in medical school, they were talking about being right there at the threshold of being able to understand brain functioning. And we're not.
Yeah.
We're not.
Amazing. Mary says, I would like to live to be 100 because when I turned 50, I was saying, okay, I'm halfway done.
Yeah, I'm middle-aged.
Plus, I have things to do. I have only just started my second career at age 52.
There you go. What's that? Well, she didn't tell us what her second career was.
Didn't. But,
there we go.
I'd be interested to see what that was. Karina says, if I could stay young forever, I would want to live forever. Otherwise, if I make it to 80, I'll be satisfied with a long life.
Yeah, well, 80, you know, 80 used to seem really old, and it doesn't seem quite so old. I suppose the closer you get to it, you know, when you're 15, 80 seems like forever. When you're 75, 80 doesn't seem quite so old. And again, depending on what shape you're in you know, there, again, that whole issue of the longer we live, what happens to the resources on the planet? And for us who are boomers, where there's so many of us, as opposed to any other group, who's going to take care of whom? And
right.
What are the resources in terms of living longer, Social Security, all sorts of interesting issues this brings up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN4.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Bites for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Jenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I'm a 43-year-old single woman, and I've been alone for a really long time, and I've kind of found that I'm fine in one way being alone because I've kind of gotten used to it.
Right.
But I feel like I'm also missing out. I look around and see great marriages, and I see partnerships and intimacy, and I feel like I'm either going to be alone for the rest of my life and not ever find that, and then, you know, what am I missing out on? Like, I don't, you know, I've decided I'm not going to have kids because I don't want to do it by myself. And I guess I'm feeling like there's a big void there. So I do kind of make efforts to go out and, you know, go to singles events or go online, but nothing's really clicked, and everybody in my life, oh, you're so great, and I can't, you know, you're such a, I can't believe you haven't found anybody, you'd be so great, you know, and yet all evidence that I've seen you know, shows me that I'm meant to be alone or something. And I'm overweight.
I don't know that I would view this as lose weight
because I know that for me that's a part that, you know, keeps me kind of sheltered. So I've been trying to lose weight and stuff. But
okay.
Yeah.
So what's the question to me, Jen?
I guess the question is, should I be seeking it out and developing that because it's like I'm missing out on some big part of life?
Okay. Let me deal with this on a couple different levels, all right? First of all, let's look at the weight issue, all right? Because you sort of mentioned it in passing and then moved past it, but I suspect it's one of the issues in your life. Because it's not so much that that other people are going to look at you and say, wow, you need to lose some weight. As much as you view yourself as probably less attractive than you might be. So the issue is not should you lose weight for someone else, because I think the answer to that is unquestionably it won't work. But if you're feeling better about losing a couple pounds, then lose a couple pounds because you'll feel better about yourself, and confidence is you know, is very sexy. So and sort of insecurity isn't. So I would start there, not with the idea of I'm going to find somebody, but you know, I just feel better, I feel healthier. It just seems to propel my life in more positive directions when I'm a little lighter. All right, so that's number one. And whatever that means, whether that means exercising more, eating less, dealing with a nutritionist, do whatever it is, that taking a picture of yourself naked and putting it on the refrigerator works really well. I mean, whatever. I mean, my guess is most of us, you know, anybody who's female has figured out how to put on weight and how to lose weight. And so we're all expert at it. It's just a matter of sort of getting ourselves in a regimen and beginning the momentum. Because I think for most of us, once we start losing weight.
Yeah, and I'm in that routine right now.
Great.
Like, I've lost 18 pounds. And I do kind of feel like I'm propelled. Like, oh, I feel better, I feel healthy and all that stuff. The problem is, I think also that body image part really is a factor in terms of how much I'm willing to be seen as sexy and my confidence level. And I think, I mean, I haven't been intimate with somebody in over 10 years. And I think there's a part of me that gets so panicky even when I say that, like, oh my God, you know, I'll never be with somebody, you know, I've just gotten so used to it.
Well, I mean, look, one of the possibilities on some kind of crude level is sort of go and make sure you're using appropriate sort of birth control and you're protected against anything nasty. But certainly one of the possibilities is, you know, to call up a friend that maybe you know and say, listen, can we at least get in a hot tub with each other? I mean, that at some point, I mean, I think there's a difference between a casual relationship and a meaningful relationship. And I'm not really suggesting that you become, you know, the slut of Salinas, but I'm suggesting that at some point you may be able to sort of have a guy pal and you go play beach volleyball. And that's not a metaphor, folks. It's just in a bathing suit playing volleyball. And just sort of move yourself in that direction so you're feeling comfortable about it. And one of the things I think you'll find very quickly, which we kind of know intellectually, but we don't believe emotionally, which is men really don't care particularly. We care, they don't. And there is such a... And it just, I'll tell you what, I want you to do a research project for me. I want you in the next couple of days to look around at couples and realize how... I mean, there are every once in a while the sort of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston couples. But by and large, they're people who... The guys, you know, have a bit of a gut, they have a bald spot, they're a little bandy leg. And the women, by and large, are not gorgeous either. And some of them have you know, whatevers. I mean, you know, that they're flat-chested or they have big booties or that they have short legs or that they have crooked teeth. Or, you know, I mean, we superimpose all these notions on ourselves that the only way to be loved and lovable is to be gorgeous. And, of course, it has nothing to do with anything. So that's number one project, of just become an observer. And you'll see how very few couples that you look at that you think, wow, I can really understand that. Because by and large, most people are not gorgeous. They seem to be quite content with one another on things that are less than perfect. I mean, one of the things I've been noticing, because I'm tall, is how many short men there are with tall women. And, you know, it's one of those things that all of us think, that the guy in our life has to be taller than we are, wealthier than we are, older than we are, smarter than we are, not as good looking as we are, of course, but nevertheless. And, of course, none of that has anything to do with anybody, number one. So just begin, instead of looking at life through, oh, my goodness, I'm heavy, no one will ever love me, begin looking at life as a photographer of, let's just see what people look like. And I think you'll be sort of pleasantly surprised that it's just not what you think it is, number one. Number two, when you notice the notion that everybody's happy, become an observer of that as well. And what you'll find out is some people are, some people aren't. And certainly one of the things...
Yeah, I try not to make it too, you know, rose-colored glass, like everybody's happy and I'm not, because I'm actually quite happy single most of the time. I think it's more a fear of not being able to be intimate. And I find myself
with
them if I go to singles... sorry?
I hear that. And I think the thing about the problem about singles things is, by and large, let me suggest some alternatives for you. The problem about single things is I think it makes women competitive with one another. And I think it brings up all the kind of insecurities that you're talking about of, well, I have to be more docile, I have to be skinnier, I have to be prettier, I have to be bustier, I have to be either taller or shorter, I have to either be smarter or stupider. Because, by and large, single events have lots of women and not so many men. So one of the things I would suggest
you do... Well, and then I don't find myself liking the men that are there.
Yeah, exactly.
Feeling attracted to...
So let's figure that that's not necessarily a viable avenue for right now.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you have to necessarily drop it off the radar completely, but let's view that as at least a second or third tier kind of thing. I want you to think about some other venues, and you mentioned online, and that's certainly one possibility we can talk about, but some other venues, and let me suggest that what you want to do is when you're thinking about venues, think about something that you would enjoy doing that's fun for you and that is not specifically only women, or necessarily singles. But, I mean, one of the things that sometimes when people do, when I say, all right, figure out some place that you'd be happy, they say, I'd always wanted to take a course in cake decorating. And I'm saying, bad choice.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many straight men do you think are going to be in a cake decorating course? Okay? So what you want to think about in terms of finding just men to be around so you don't become phobic like you were, you know, when you were 12 years old and your mother said, well, they're only interested in one thing, which was never true. I hate to argue with your mother. But take a course in the Power Squadron Coast Guard course if you happen to live anywhere near water. Although, I don't know if they are, I guess they don't have that when there's no water. But or go take a golf lesson someplace, or go take a car repair course someplace. I mean, basically, it's like Willie Sutton said, the reason he robbed banks is because that's where the money was. If you're feeling like you've gotten phobic around men because of your body and feeling like just being around a guy makes you break out in hives, be dressed.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been in a relationship for a long, long time, and a few years ago, me and my wife started having sex with another male party, and everything is cool. Just wondering, should we end it or keep on going with it?
Why are you asking me? I mean, if you're thinking it's cool, why? I mean, if I say,
Yeah, you should end it. You're not going to end it. And if you want to end it, you're not going to pay any attention if I say no, it should keep going on. How old are you, Belle?
44.
How old is your wife?
44.
How old's the other man?
43, I believe.
Where'd you find him?
I've been friend forever.
Is he married?
No. Never been married.
So, whose idea was it? Yours or your wife's?
I met him years and years and years ago, and then it just finally happened a few years ago.
But you didn't tell me whose idea was it?
Mine. I mentioned it a long time ago, and it just finally come through that actually.
So how does it work? Do you have sex with him?
No.
So do you watch him have sex with your wife?
Yes.
Does he watch you have sex with your wife?
Yes.
So is your wife cool about this?
Yes. Yes, I'm pretty sure she is. Afterwards, at first, said she started feeling not good about it, but as it's happening, everything's cool, and even afterwards, it is.
Well, but you're so what convinced you to call me today and ask about it?
For your opinion, did you think there's a...
Well, Bill, I'm a psychologist, number one. Okay. Number two, I think that if you sort of make a vow to somebody that you're not going to have sex with other people, that has some meaning. Number three, I think that, sex isn't very hard to have. Cocker spaniels have it, human beings have it, orangutans have it. It's not very complicated. Meaningful sex, a little more complicated. And most people think that animals don't have meaningful sex, that they rut, they mate. That once we talk about sex as kind of a sacred act or a meaningful act or an important act, then I think we're moving into a different kind of area. The fact that your wife is saying that she feels guilty about it would seem to me something that maybe you and the dude and wife need to think about it. Also, I'm a psychologist, and a man saying, I want to have sex with another man or I want to have sex around may sort of suggest to me that maybe the real deal is that you guys are using your wife as a beard here, and what you really want is to have, you guys want to have sex with each other.
Oh, no, not at all.
But why would you decide that you wanted to have another man in bed with your wife?
For enjoyment, I guess.
Whose enjoyment?
Hers.
Well, but this sounds to me it was your idea. Do you feel that you don't satisfy her?
Oh, no. That ain't it at all. And then she mentioned a couple of times that I'm doing this here, so maybe sometime to be another girl. It'll be me and her and another girl. And I told her, no, that ain't what I want at all. It's just for her enjoyment.
Why do you feel that you don't, that she doesn't get enough pleasure from having sex with you?
Oh, I don't get that. Everything is great.
Well, then why would you add another person? You still haven't made me understand why you would add another person.
For the kinkiness, I guess.
Well, what does the kinkiness mean? I don't know exactly what that means.
I guess I can't really explain. I don't know that far. I'm sorry, I just...
Well, Bill, do you have children?
Yes, they're both in college.
If your children knew about this, do your children know?
No.
How would you feel if they knew?
Probably not good.
Yeah, that's certainly something to think about.
Yeah.
Listen, Bill, I think I'm going to take this as hopefully as seriously as I hope you're taking it. I want you to take it as seriously as I'm taking it. Clearly, the fact is that the idea of kind of breaking a taboo, breaking a law, doing something a little... How long have you guys been married?
We've been together for 28 years.
How long of that have you been married?
20.
Okay. I mean, the idea of doing something a little different, I think appeals to a lot of people sexually. The question is, what's the risk factor? And I think that there are a number of risk factors here. Number one is your kids finding out and not thinking it's okay. The neighbors finding out. What if your wife decides that she likes sex better with your friend than she does with you? What happens to your marriage? What happens? I think, what if your wife is deciding that somehow that maybe she'd like like a woman involved, and that makes you unhappy. I think, does it diminish somehow the specialness of sex between the two of you? Does it make her feel guilty? Does it make you feel that that you're less of a man? Does it make it, are there jealousy issues? And I think those are things that the two of you need to sit down and talk about. What happens if he sort of shows up when you're not around? What happens if they sort of go out on a date with each other as opposed to just having sex? I think it destabilizes your marriage to a certain extent, and maybe that was part of the point of it, but maybe it's time not to listen to what I think about it, but for you and your wife to talk honestly about whether it was a good idea or not, whether you want to continue to do it, and if so, why?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.